This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the 1970s, after the first jumbo jet for passengers came on the market, many airlines had trouble filling seats on Boeing's giant 747. Some say that led to the demise of a once great airline, Pan Am. Now, Airbus of Europe is worried about unsold seats on its huge A380 jumbo. The double-decker plane is not selling well either, as Conrad Wilson reports.
The A380 was supposed to change aviation as we know it. Airports around the world even remodeled to accommodate the huge jet.
The A380 is a niche airplane.
Robert Mann, a former airline executive, says the reality is there's only a few airlines and airports in the world where the A380 makes sense.
Anybody who had a need for them or could conceive of a need for them has ordered them.
And that's left an opening for Boeing. Richard Abdullafia, an aviation analyst at the Thiel Group, says most airlines are interested in long-haul, twin-engine jets that can seat between 250 and 400 people.
That's where the action is.
Abdullafia says that fits nicely with what Boeing offers with the Dreamliner and its redesigned 777X.
That puts Airbus at a competitive disadvantage.
Airbus is trying to answer Boeing with a slightly smaller jet, the redesigned A350. But last week, Emirates Airline canceled its order for 70 of those planes. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.